extract.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Glad to have you with us. I am starting out this week with my friend Lawrence Ralston. Known Lawrence for a lot of years. He really does some great, great research in both the resource industry and also in what I would call the ecologically sound industry, whatever that means. But he's very well informed. He travels around the world. He is a frequent. You know, I'm not sure whether I should use the word frequent or constant, but let's say a frequent speaker at various investment forums around the world. And I want to chat with Lawrence during this first segment about a couple of things, and that is the validity, the value, I guess I should say, to folks like myself and our listeners of attending these conferences. And we're going to touch on also the concept of virtual conferences, which we're going to be dealing with also on this show. We have a major virtual conference coming up on the 12th and 13th of this month, which is spearheaded by Diana Snyder and also Kitco. It's, I believe, the first virtual conference that has of this magnitude that has ever been put together. So, Lawrence, let's talk about that first, the concept of virtual conferences. What do you think, good, bad, indifferent?
Oh, I think it's a tremendous idea. It's absolutely fantastic what Kitco has taken on here. You know, putting together a show of this magnitude and bringing together the people that they've brought and the exhibitors and exposing it to the entire world, there's going to be so much information available to people in this conference. And to be able to access that from the comfort of your home, not have to travel a great distance to get to it, I would encourage everybody to spend some time and take advantage of the enormous amount of information that's going to be available over the course of that conference.
You're taking part in the conference. I'm taking part in the conference. I'm going to be speaking at 11:30 on the second day. That's Monday. How about yourself?
I'm speaking at some time. I can't recall what time it is.
But it's on the schedule.
It'll be on the schedule there. Yeah.
Okay. You know, I guess the logical question in a lot of people's minds right now is, virtual conferences certainly are convenient. There's no question about that. You know, you can attend interactively, interestingly enough, which is a pretty new concept for a lot of people, really from the comfort of your own home or your own office. Now, what in your mind, does this pose a threat to the in-person conferences?
I think it's more of a complement than a threat or replacement mm-hmm. for conferences. I think some people may go to fewer conferences because they can attend this sort of event mm-hmm. and not have to go through all the trouble of traveling. Having said that, you know, there's other benefits in traveling, you know, going to another city and taking a conference and seeing the city and other, you know, things in that area is appealing in itself. But another point that I think is really, really important, and that is face-to-face contact, direct interaction with people mm-hmm. is extraordinarily valuable.
I agree.
You know, not minimizing the value of the Kitco conference at all, because I think it's going to be tremendous to give people a first view of all of these things. But I would still encourage people to get out whenever they can to the conferences where you can get face-to-face and interact, where you're looking somebody in the eyeball. Now, from my perspective, you know, a lot of the research that I do on mining companies, the conferences are a very important element of that because
sure.
you bring together executives and the geological and engineering staff from projects and from people that come from all over the world to come into one place for these events. And for me to be able to sit down and interrogate the president with the geologist standing at his side and look at the maps and have an interactive discussion, to me that's extremely valuable and will never be replaced.
I have to agree with you on that. I think that your comment, Lawrence, that there's a real complementary nature of virtual conferences versus versus in-person conferences. I agree. I think the two really, really go hand in hand. And you may see a slight, you may see a decrease in the amount of in-person conferences around the world, but I don't see virtual conferences as being a threat to the elimination of in-person conferences. I mean, I think to say that would be absolutely ridiculous.
Oh, I would agree. And in fact, there's an argument that the online conferences may actually enhance the in-person conferences, because I think they'll open this whole sector, and of course the Kitco conference is really focused on metals and commodities.
Mm-hmm.
And to bring information about that field to a broader audience, I think could actually enhance the global following in the sector, and therefore get more people interested in the sector, and therefore in the long term bring more people to the conferences, because now they're aware of it and they're interested, and they want to go to that second level of knowledge that you can get in the in-person conferences. And another point there is, most of the people I would say that go to the in-person conferences don't take full advantage of the opportunity to get face-to-face and interact face-to-face with the other people at the conferences. A lot of people just go and they sit and they hear the talks and they go away.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's all you're doing, then the e-conference is a good substitute. But there are other people that take it to the next level and they go to the booths and they engage in discussions with the management, the mm-hmm. technical staff, and with the speakers. I spend a lot of time around my booth and I talk to people. And so people that actually take advantage of that will gain a benefit from the in-person conferences.
Sure. No, they are. Yeah, I mean, I agree. They are very, very complimentary. You have a conference coming up that I'm actually going to be taking part in, the 15th of September. This is going to take place in Vancouver, British Columbia. I'm happy to be a part of it. Let's talk a little bit about that. It's obviously, major participation by yourself. If I'm not mistaken, Eric and David Coffin are also going to be taking part in this. What's that one? Explain to our listeners what we will be doing there, if you would.
Well, and also Keith Schaefer, I believe.
Keith Schaefer, right.
Who focuses on the oil and gas sector.
Right.
What we're doing, and one of the things that to me is very, very important, is to maintain ongoing dialogue with subscribers to the newsletter.
Sure.
I want feedback from them. I want to know what they're interested in, where they want more detail, and where they have questions. So on the one level, and we do this every city we present at, we provide a subscriber forum. But so on the one level, we're just providing subscribers to the newsletter with another opportunity to get face-to-face and to engage in a dialogue with them, hear their concerns, discuss with them. So that's really the fundamental part of it. And we're trying to draw more people in, obviously, and build a subscriber base and that sort of thing as a part of it. But largely, it's just a chance to get face-to-face with the people in, our home market here, and address their concerns and give them a chance to present questions and, discussion on a one-on-one basis.
And if I'm not mistaken, this is for subscribers only, is that correct?
Yes, it is.
It is, okay.
For the subscribers to any of the three newsletters. We sort of pooled our resources here, and we're trying to, make it a little more efficient in that regard. And I think there'll be it'll be interesting to hear the different opinions from the other participants and myself.
Sure, no, I think it's going to be really, really interesting. Okay, it's going to be September 15th. If I'm not mistaken, it's starting at noon, and it's going to be at a major hotel in Vancouver, right across from the convention center, the Fairmont, if I'm not mistaken, the Fairmont Waterfront. Is that correct?
When it comes to that sort of detail, Al, you're probably more on top of it than I am.
Okay, all right. Well, go ahead.
It's on the website, or the details are somewhere.
Okay, well, we'll put those details definitely on our website. I want to say that I'm looking forward to participating in the Kitco e-conference along with Lawrence and a host of, virtually every guest on our program, on our radio show, we'll be taking part in this conference. I think it's going to be really interesting. We're going to talk more about specifics of this particular conference in a later segment, where we'll be chatting with Diana Snyder, who is actually heading this thing up. Lawrence, thanks so much for your time, my friend.
Okay, look forward to seeing people in cyberspace and in in-person conferences.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
So you got your emergency food, water, guns, and ammo, right? What about your paperwork? Your medical and insurance records, legal documents, emergency plans? Keeping and knowing where those vital papers are can really prepare you. That's why you need Prepared Binder, an emergency binder designed to keep all your important documents in one safe place. See Prepared Binder at PreparedBinder.com or call 480-284-1826. Prepared Binder, organized peace of mind.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website,
yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Bringing you the best in alternative talk radio
for over 10 years.
GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Chatting right now with my buddy Jay Taylor. Jay and I have been close family friends for a lot of years. I have a lot of respect for what Jay is doing. He spends an awful lot of time, probably 10, 12, 14 hours a day, researching economic issues, political issues, etc. Writes about them in his newsletter, which I read every week. Excellent, excellent newsletter, I have to say. Jay also does a radio show on the Voice America Talk Network, and he's getting some, he's got some excellent, excellent guests on that. You really should take a listen. Jay, I got a question for you. You know, we're reading the headlines right now, and just earlier this week, a couple of things happened. Auto sales, are down to the worst level they've been in years. Home sales and construction starts are down at the worst level we've seen in years. Home prices continue to plummet in virtually all parts of the country. And auto, interestingly enough, auto prices are going down. Well, to me, that's a pretty darn good, clear indication that people who say we're not experiencing a certain amount of deflation, I mean, those people are nuts, in my opinion. Your comments?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we've got both going on, Al, inflation and deflation. What we do have for sure is a credit deflation or a credit implosion. There is too much debt, too much credit that's been issued. It cannot be repaid. And so that is tending to, let's say that, the Austrians understand malinvestment is the concept. And when you start to pump money into the system, as they do without a gold standard, there's endless amounts of money created out of thin air, pumped into the system, it creates these bubbles.
Yeah.
It also creates malinvestment. So you have people buying second and third homes and fancy cars and everything else that cannot be sustained, cannot be serviced. The debt from that was used to purchase those things cannot be repaid. And because the economy tried to grow in ways it wasn't natural.
Right.
And, we can blame Greenspan for the housing bubble, which is now deflating. And as you say, housing prices are coming down. We can blame Greenspan and Bernanke for all the other bubbles, and of course we had cash for clunkers, which took future sales away, and that's part of the reason I think the auto market, you're mentioning weakness in the auto market.
Oh, sure.
Worst markets we've seen in the auto business for a long, many, many decades. So, yeah, I agree. I think we have a very serious deflation problem ahead of us. I really do, in spite of the fact that the Fed keeps pumping money into the system, not unlike what happened in the 1930s, when they pushed huge amounts of money into the system, and you couldn't get banks to lend because they couldn't find creditworthy borrowers, or those that were creditworthy didn't want to borrow because there weren't business opportunities out there, because the general populace doesn't have money. The demand side of the economy is definitely disappearing. And, credit cards are being taken away from people. Why? Because they can't service the debt. So,
right.
Yeah, I think we've got deflation, and I think we've got an awful lot more of it to come.
I would agree 100%. I read an interesting interview yesterday with a woman who is in charge of business lending for Bank of America here in the state of Washington, and her comment that was really interesting is, small businesses are complaining that they can't get loans, and her reply to that was, our underwriting standards haven't changed. We're simply not loaning money to people who we feel can't afford to pay us back. Boy, I got to tell you, I wish that philosophy existed back in the late 1990s and the early part of this century. We wouldn't have these housing problems and debt problems if those underwriting standards weren't so damn lax back in those days, Jay.
Yeah, I agree with you, Al. Except that I think that what happened was when Greenspan pumped all that money into the system, the banks were flush with cash. And if I'm a bank president, I'm obligated to get the biggest return possible to shareholders.
Sure.
And so I look around and I can't find anybody, so I keep lowering my standards. This happens every cycle, it seems. But it happens because the Federal Reserve pumps money into the system. Now, if I'm a president of a bank and I'm not optimizing my, the money that's sitting in my coffers, the deposits, and then I lose a job. So, so I think that I blame the Federal Reserve more than anybody else. And I'm not saying you're wrong about that, Al. But if I'm one bank that has a tough standard, a tight standard, then my earnings go down and the shareholders punish me for that.
Yeah.
So, I think it really starts with the Federal Reserve, and I think Ron Paul is right. The only way you're going to get a handle on this nonsense is to go back to an honest monetary system that is based on an asset money like gold or silver. You cannot give the politicians, like giving the fox, putting the fox in charge of the chicken coop, essentially,
sure,
letting them go out. They're not going to just behave themselves and not eat that luscious chicken, they're gonna pump as much money into the system as they can and give programs to people so they get votes and stuff. I mean, that's just human nature. So we got to go back to a disciplined monetary system. I think that's at the heart of it, Al.
Well, I don't think there's any question about that, you know. And when you introduced me to Congressman Paul here, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, and I had the opportunity, I guess I should say, the privilege of actually sitting down with him in his office and talking about some of those things, and then subsequently, again, listening to him on your show and having him come on our show, is that, mm-hmm. I mean, he's right. I mean, most of the incredibly difficult times that we are facing economically right now and will continue to face in the future are a result of the fact that we do not have an honest monetary system.
Right.
I mean, you can't print money out of thin air and expect the economy to sustain itself. Jay, I want to ask you another question. You and I are going to be taking part in a virtual conference that is spearheaded by Diana Snyder, who's going to be mm-hmm. appearing on the show here a couple segments down the road, along with Kitco. Virtual conferences, I think, are really, really a harbinger of things to come. What's your opinion on that?
Well, I absolutely agree with you on that, Al, because let's look at what the lineup that Diana has coming on this show. She has, you know, most of the same people, or a lot of the same people that we would see at the Cambridge House shows in, you know, in Vancouver or Toronto or maybe the shows in San Francisco or New York or wherever. Now, people don't have to get on an airplane, spend $600 or $800 to get there and spend another $600 or $800 for a couple of days in a hotel. They can go right online and see people. It's the next best thing to being there, I think, because you've got the visual image. You've got, you know, you can see and hear what's being said, and probably gives you a chance for, you know, interactivity as well. So it does, in fact, because people can send in their questions to me as I'm talking, and I can answer them. It turns out I won't be this time because I had to pre-record because I'm going to be in Val-d'Or, Quebec, visiting mm-hmm. some mining projects. But nonetheless, that's the capability. I think it definitely is a wave of the future. No question about it.
I would agree. And you know, it's interesting. I was chatting with who was it? Don Robinson from East Main Resources. And Don and his wife Catherine still feel that there is a very definite place for in-person conferences, as
sure.
I do. I think there's a very definite place for that. But you know, we shoot videos with our client companies, and we get documented over 25,000 views of those videos.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean that's pretty
mm-hmm.
cost-effective in my mind. I mean, what you do with what you're doing, giving you know, exposure to these companies, it's pretty cost-effective in my
yeah.
opinion. So
I believe it is. And there
yeah.
you have the video or the visual
yeah.
to go along with it, which is far more powerful than just the audio, I think.
Oh, I don't think there's any question at all about
mm-hmm.
that. I'm looking forward to taking part in this conference, and I know you are too. I think it's going to be interesting. You're going to have some great insights to share with your people, and I think that's going to be a whole lot of fun. Jay, always a pleasure. Thanks, my friend.
Thank you, Al.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time. Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist, and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. 0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Off-the-grid remedies can still be grown in your own backyard. Tap into powerful off-the-grid healthcare using all-natural, time-tested herbal medications that you grow yourself with the new Survival Herb Bank. Take the first preventative step against the coming socialized medical shortages with SurvivalHerbBank.com. Traditional herbal remedies have been used effectively for centuries, but the big pharmaceutical and big government cartel can't patent their natural healing powers. That's why they are trying to ban them. The Survival Herb Bank contains 20 powerful herbs, all with proven track records as off-the-grid remedies. And here's the best part. When you grow your own herbal medicines, potencies go through the roof. Learn more at SurvivalHerbBank.com. Plus, get the ebook, How to Grow Your Own Herbs for Survival Remedies, a $39 value free with every Survival Herb Bank order. Now at less than half price while supplies last at SurvivalHerbBank.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. SurvivalHerbBank.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
It's good stuff.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You got to admit that Jay Taylor's a pretty interesting guy. His views, you know, Jay's a good friend. He and his, our families are pretty close, and I respect a lot of what he has to say. He, a lot of people think he's an alarmist, but I don't know. There's a lot of truth in what Jay has to say. I am chatting right now with Dr. Michael Berry of Discovery Investing. I have known Dr. Berry for quite some time. You can't do anything but respect the man's intellect. Very, very bright guy. He has addressed the, various federal committees in Washington, banking committees, et cetera, on a regular basis. Highly respected. Mike just finished a study that he did up in Alaska, and he told me off the air that he feels that the situation in Alaska from a mining standpoint could put that country in terms of prominence ahead of Nevada. Michael, what'd you learn up there?
Well, we had a great time. I'd not been to Juneau before, and flew in there and began to realize, talked to some legislators, some local historians, began to realize that around the turn of the century, there were actually two or three mines. One of the mines, the Treadwell Mine, was the richest gold mine in the world at the time, between 1881 and 1917. The Alaska Juneau Mine produced several million ounces between about 1912 and 1940. And I didn't really realize that Juneau is a major gold area in the country. about 8 million ounces produced early on. And even today, there, Coeur d'Alene is up there with Greens Creek, and Hecla's up there with the Kensington mine. So all within a very small area. So Juneau looks like it's really got potential for gold mining in the United States, and it's kind of been forgotten, and I think it's coming back. I think it's going to be a great place to be.
Well, there certainly is tremendous support for the mining industry in Alaska. There's really no question about that. I mean, you know, you're going back as far as the gold rush of years and years ago, but it's the environmental, as I understand it, the environmental concerns up there that are huge, really keeping the mining industry out of California, for example. They're a little more sensible up in Alaska, if I'm not mistaken.
No, you're absolutely right, and we were fortunate to meet with some of the legislators while we were up there. And, you know, the key issue is jobs.
Yeah.
I think that reality will come home in the lower 48 as well. But right now, in Alaska, you've got a need for jobs, number one. Number two, you've got some really excellent opportunities in natural resources, particularly in the gold area.
Yeah.
And in addition to that, Al, there's a belt called the Tintina Gold Belt, which is in the upper part of Alaska. It actually crosses into the Yukon. That's quite underdeveloped. So in the Juneau area and then north of that in the Tintina Gold Belt, very significant opportunities for Canadian companies and American companies to get up there and get into production.
What impact, if any, do you think this, you know, the recent primary campaign where, if I'm not mistaken, it's Mrs. Murkowski, I may have the name wrong, I don't think so, but I know
that's correct.
Yeah, but she lost the primary, and basically the credit for her losing the primary was pretty much given to the Tea Party folks.
Yeah, I think that says a lot about Alaska. It was definitely a surprise. The challenger won a Bronze Star in Iraq. I mean, he's a lawyer. He's got all the credentials. But Lisa Murkowski was appointed by her father, who was the governor of Alaska, and was never elected to the position. However, she has always been a very strong advocate of mining, particularly worried about rare earth elements and that whole situation. So she's brought a lot to Washington about natural resources, and that's a big area that's missing in Washington, D.C. But she did lose, and, you know, I think this is maybe a bit of a Sarah Palin backlash because Ms. Palin recommended her opponent. So it'll be very interesting to see how the election comes out. I would think that it will remain a Republican senator in Washington there.
I want to go back to the Alaska mining situation just for a second, and then I want to talk just briefly about a couple of other issues with you. But I want to suggest to you folks, we have a banner on our site for Discovery Investing, and if you'd like to read Mike's work, he distributes it daily. Click on that banner, and his stuff truly, truly is invaluable to folks who are interested in, number one, the resource industry, and number two, political issues. Political issues. What impact, Mike, do you think the Tea Party is going to have on the elections coming up here in November?
I think there'll be a significant impact. I don't think there's any way around it. This is a grassroots movement. It's not about race. It's not about any of the issues that the liberal left is trying to imply at all.
I agree.
Grassroots. It's somewhat leaderless, and that tells you that it's grassroots. But I think just the fact that there is this this effort out there that you're going to see a significant backlash. I think that the Republicans will gain in the House. I don't know whether they'll gain control of the House. I almost hope they don't for the next 2 years. But there's certainly going to be a shifting back to something a little more representative so we don't have health care pushed down our throats as we have had in the past.
And other things. You know, it's interesting. Roger Wiegand, a colleague of both of ours, was having dinner with Kathy and I over here last night, and he said the latest numbers that he has heard is that it leads him to believe that there's a very, very good possibility that the Republicans are going to get both sides, both branches, the House and the Senate. I find that to be interesting, and if someone would have asked my opinion on that, Mike, 6 months ago, I would have said, Not a chance. Not a snowball's chance in you know where. But I guess a lot of the incumbents who are, you know, on the left are behind significantly.
Yeah, well, I think that people now realize that what happened in Washington, President Obama's given an awful lot of kudos for getting things done, but the things he's done have been very damaging, in my opinion, to the country. And so when you look at Speaker of the House Pelosi and the Senate leader Reid, you know, these are not leaders. They are simply people who have tried to push things through while they could. And I think the backlash is coming, and so I think we'll have at least a more representative Congress. And perhaps you're right, and perhaps Roger's right, correct. Maybe we'll see it flip over as well.
I don't think there's any chance whatsoever that Nancy Pelosi would ever get voted out. I really don't. That would amaze me. But Harry Reid, I think probably Sharon Ingle, his opponent, is a very, very decent, intelligent woman, and did a couple interviews with her when we were down in Las Vegas, live interviews on KNUU radio in Las Vegas. And I have to tell you, she was ahead at the time. Harry jumped up ahead of her, and then now she's basically ahead again. And, you know, we need leaders like her, in my humble opinion. Mike, we have a virtual conference coming up, the KITCO virtual conference next weekend. You're playing a role in that. Talk about it, would you?
Yeah, I'm excited about that. You know, Al, I'm an old professor from University of Virginia days, and I developed Discovery Investing because I wanted to teach people how to think about investing in a different way, natural resources and biotech and so on, discovery. And I think this is just a great opportunity for people to get access to the leading thinkers and the leading teachers in the field. I'm very pleased that KITCO's doing this, and I think it'll be a great success.
Well, we're going to be talking with Diana Snyder here in the next segment. Diana has kind of spearheaded this whole thing, and she's going to provide you folks out there a complete description, for lack of better terms, of what this conference is all about and how you can take part in it in terms of the attendees, folks like yourselves. Obviously, there's no cost in that. You will be able to interact through your computers, both visually and from an audio standpoint, with all of the speakers. They have a great lineup of speakers, not the least important of which is Mike Berry. Mike, you're going to be in Europe at the time of the conference, but I know that you're going to be giving a keynote presentation, and I have to tell you, I've been listening to Dr. Berry for quite some time now, and if you miss his presentation, that's going to be the biggest mistake that you made all year. This guy is very insightful. Mike, thank you so much, buddy.
Al, my pleasure.
Can you live with minor aches and pains? Maybe. But oftentimes, those won't-go-away pains become so debilitating that we are not able to do things we used to, like go for a walk, garden, or even button a shirt. Now, restore normal function naturally and give yourself the freedom to move with Recovery Extra Strength. Over-the-counter drugs will stop the pain, but at the expense of your liver. Recovery Extra Strength is the number one solution for pain and inflammation. It contains Nutricol, a unique proprietary blend of green tea and grapes, and is made in Canada under strict Health Canada oversight of natural products. If you suffer from arthritis, bursitis, tendonitis, back, or other aches and pains, use Recovery Extra Strength. Call 866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com. Get free shipping on orders of $50 or more when you use checkout code GCN Radio. Call 1-866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com for Recovery Extra Strength for pain-free mobility.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
That sound could save your life. In our fast-changing world, you and your loved one may have limited time to escape dangerous nuclear radiation after a power plant accident, terror attack, or dirty bomb explosion. When that happens, you'll be glad you have Nuke Alert. More than just a radiation detector, Nuke Alert is a patented radiation monitor and alarm used nationwide by federal, state, and local first responders and the Department of Defense. Nuke Alert, attached to your keychain, is always with you and on 24/7 to promptly warn you of unseen but dangerously rising radiation levels. Nuke Alert incorporates a 10-year battery backed up by a 10-year warranty. See Nuke Alert in action at KI4U.com. That's K-I, the number 4, the letter U.com. When ordering anything at KI4U.com, type in GCN in the comment box at checkout and you'll get free two of their new just-released peel-and-stick rad sticker decimeters as a free bonus. Go to KI4U.com today and be ready for anything nuclear unleashed tomorrow.
There are all sorts of things on the market designed to keep you safe when you're out and about. Whistles, mace, you name it. But for real peace of mind for parents, students, and children, you need an iSafe bag.
We heard a loud noise, and I could see a flashing in the backpack.
The sound was different than a car alarm, so it was a different sound, so we looked to see what it was.
I think it's a great idea.
Introducing the iSafe bag, a backpack that looks normal until you pull the pin. The iSafe bag emits two powerful sirens and a high-intensity strobe light simultaneously to attract immediate help.
Having the iSafe bag gives me a feeling of being safe because I know when I pull the alarm, people will hear it and they'll come and help me.
For mobile personal security, get the iSafe bag at iSafeBags.com. That's the letter I-S-A-F-E bags.com. iSafeBags.com.
I thank God that she had that backpack and she had enough sense to use it.
It's like having a bodyguard with you all the time. The iSafe bag, the patented bag with a built-in alarm, available at iSafeBags.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio.
You guys are awesome.
I love this station. I really do.
GCN.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. I'm Al Cortland. Appreciate you joining me. We have been chatting on this program with folks like Bart Kittner, Jay Taylor, Dr. Michael Berry during this first half, and we've been talking about their views on business and politics. We've also been talking about their participation in a very, very innovative virtual conference that's going to be happening very, very shortly here within about a week or so, put on by Kitco and spearheaded by my friend Diana Snyder, who is with me right now. Diana, I want to talk a little bit about this virtual conference. I'd like to start out by, let's give the folks the exact dates and how it is, how this conference is beneficial to folks who come in on their computers and visit.
Well, thanks very much, Al. The dates are September 12th and 13th from 8:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m., and that is Eastern Time. It is open, of course, across the board, and we do expect to have a rolling clock. So we'll have participants coming in from all over the world. You'll see an influx, obviously, of your European groups early in the day, and then later in the day it will slide across to the Western time zones. There is no physical venue. I want to make that point because I keep getting phone calls. It's taken a while for people to get used to the idea that this is truly a virtual event. It's a full-scale event. It is on the same scale as a physical event would be. We have a two-track speaking program with about, oh gosh, over 20 presenting guest featured speakers and another 20 corporate presenters. We have exhibitors, as you would have in a real, in a physical event, with booths, with materials, with staff standing by. And I think the most exciting thing about this event is that it, not only is it virtual, but it's held in real time. And for those who are webcam enabled, you can see and speak to everyone that you meet. You can see and speak to colleagues from China, from Australia, from anywhere in North America. If you are not web enabled, or webcam enabled, you still see and hear people who are. So our presenters are using webcams, I would say 95% of them. So you will see and hear Dr. Mike Berry. You will see and hear Peru Saxena, Mark Faber, all of our luminaries. We've really got pretty much all the heavyweights of the industry coming in, and they're coming in from all over the place. It's really very exciting. We have Dr. Faber reporting from Thailand. Brent Cook is reporting from the Yukon. Mike Berry is going to be in the middle of the ocean, I believe. And they're all coming in at the same time for the 12th and the 13th for two full days of market analysis and hopefully some suggestions that are going to help us all rebalance our portfolios as the fall kicks in.
You know, one thing I want to mention is I have just gotten into the concept of communication via webcam, for lack of better terms. And, you know, people who say you can't teach an old dog new tricks, I got to tell you, my friend, I'm an old dog. Well, maybe not that old. But it took our video guru, our film guru, Carter Smith, about 2 minutes to explain to me. I mean, I went out and spent 50 bucks. Yeah, I went out and spent $50 on a webcam. It comes complete with software. It is amazing how simple it is. You and I could be chatting right now and looking at each other. I agree.
As a matter of fact, it's addictive. I find it very addictive. I had concerns myself in the early days, and I thought, gee, it's going to be a steep learning curve. But like you, I learned very quickly that the important thing, and I will stress this for our audience, that it's very important that you take 2 minutes before you register if you're going to join us so that you can enjoy yourself, that you go through the setup. There are links there at the login and at the registration sites for you to just click on. And what it does is pre-configures and makes sure that your setup is going to be compatible. If you go through that two-minute setup, and you take care of any issues that are pointed out to you, then you really have pretty much a problem-free experience.
Oh, yeah.
And as you say, it's a new world, but it's a really fun world. It's just terrific.
It's a new world. It's a really exciting world. I have to tell you, this all reminds me of a conversation that I had about, I don't know, close to 10 years ago with a fellow by the name of Paul Warren, who was a co-host on my radio show back in those days when we were broadcasting out of the studios, the KUIK studios in Portland, Oregon. And Paul said, he said, Corlin, we got to put the show up on the internet. I just, you know, I fell over on the floor. I was laughing so hard. I said, who the heck is going to listen to this stuff? I mean, people want to use radio. They don't want to use their computers. Well, we have over 50,000 people a month listening to our show on their computers.
Right.
So, boy, was I wrong. I think communication via webcams is going to be, I mean, it is definitely, definitely the trend of the future. Okay, let's get down to some real basics. Al Corlin is a real dummy. Al Corlin wants to attend the conference. Specifically, how does Al Corlin do that?
All Al Corlin has to do is go online and go to www.hitcoeconf, and that's E, Echo, C, Charlie, O, Oscar, N, November, F, Foxtrot, econf.com, kitcoeconf.com. If you hit Kitco, you will also see it that way, kitco.com, because they're carrying a lot of banners for us throughout the site. So I don't think you'll have any problem. You can get it through Kitco. You can Google Kitco eConference. You can Google Kitco Metals. It will come up any one of those ways.
Let's make it really
Once you're there, you click on registration. All you have to give is your email, your name, and pick a password. There's no other information required. There's no fee. We have already close to 5,000 participants, and we have a ceiling of 10,000. We have no idea what we will expect for this inaugural event, but we know it will be high volume, and it will be from all over the world.
It's going to be high volume. Okay, now we're going to also make it really easy for our listeners, and that is if you can send me a direct link to this, we'll put that link up on the homepage of our
that
website.
That would be terrific.
Yeah, I would
love that. Thank you.
Not a problem. I'm looking forward to participating in this for those of you folks who want to know a little bit more about what Al Corlin is all about, how he got started in this, et cetera, et cetera. I will be addressing you. I don't know what time that is, but I will be addressing folks who come in on that issue.
You're going to be presenting, Al, on day two, September 13th, Monday, and I believe it's at 11:30.
At 11:30 a.m.?
And you'll be addressing on the corporate track.
Perfect. Okay. And that's on September 13th at 11:30 in the morning.
That's right, which is day two. And I want to stress again to people that once you've registered, you can log in, catch a keynote, log out, go to a meeting, log back in, see who's speaking while you're having lunch. You can arrange to meet with colleagues from all over the world and have them log in. You can chat with them live online during the conference. So there's no requirement to sit in front of your computer for 2 days. And the content is also intended to be the sort of thing that you pick and choose what you're interested in. We did focus on metals, not just mining, all of metals. Mm-hmm. So there's a trading seminar, there is a discussion on how the metals exchanges work and how they protect investors. There's a piece being done by Jeff Christian from CPM Group on the commodities market research specialist. So there's a lot of material there that is intended for a casual investor, an investor possibly new to metals, and for the more sophisticated investors who are looking for the newsletter picks.
We're a week away, roughly, from the conference.
Right.
So Big Al or any of our listeners could go to www.kitcoeconf.com and register now, correct?
That's right. You could just do it. It would take you about 30 seconds.
You know, I want to stress to you folks listening in, Diana has been involved in the conference industry for quite some time now. She is a very accomplished person when it comes to putting together a cadre of really, really great informative speakers. And I think that it's actually, you know, kind of a natural evolution in the career of Diana Snyder to get involved in this. It is, I have to say, I believe, and I'm not saying that Diana believes this, but I believe it is truly, truly the future of the conference business. And right now we have a plethora of conferences around the world. They are expensive to attend when you factor in travel time, when you factor in accommodations, when you factor in everything else. I believe there's a real definite place for in-person conferences, and I have been speaking at them for going on 20 years now. But I have to say that I think this is a very, very viable alternative. It really makes it a whole lot easier to actually interact with speakers, to view keynote speeches, really from the comfort of your own office or your own study. And I have to say that this is just not only a harbinger of things to come, I think it's here. Boy, it's exciting.
And
just shows you where we've gone. Okay, you got some final comments, Diana?
Well, I just want to support you in what you said. I don't ever expect this to completely replace physical events. I think there's a place for both.
Right.
And some people know that my background is I do a lot with online education.
Sure.
And this is brand new to our industry, but it's not brand new to other industries. And I think it is something that we'll be seeing a great deal more of. It is the new face of investing research because it is so easy to get so many people in the same place who can share and who can help each other learn. So
there you have it. Okay.
Exciting new opportunity.
Exciting time.
You so much for bringing it to all of your listeners.
It's a pleasure. Okay, Big Al's going to be back for the second hour of the Cortland Economics Report right after the news.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Cortland Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.